Good evening and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and how are you today? Well, as you very well know, the UK has a new Prime Minister, and I think I spoke about this on Monday, and her name is Mary Elizabeth Truss. But there was something very interesting. Let me just stand up now. Now, we had the outgoing Prime Minister, Boris, and I love saying this, Boris Alexandria Johnson. Now, both of these Prime Ministers are very unusual people, and it's what they have done. Now, Boris Johnson, he had brought in the new MP, Priti Patel, and she happened to be the UK's first Indian female Home Office Secretary. Then there was another man called Rishi Sunak. Now he happened to be the UK's first Indian Chancellor of the Exchequer. Now, Boris Johnson made history inside this country and he will never be forgotten. But then there is our new Prime Minister, Mary Elizabeth Truss. But she likes being called Liz Truss. But I like the name Elizabeth anyway. So what history has she done? Well, she has brought in 47-year-old Kaswa Kwarteng. Now, he is the first African Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK. Now, he will reside at number 11 Downing Street. Now, when you see what these two people have done, he's the first Ghanaian Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK. Now, this is absolutely incredible that a person from Africa can become the Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK. When you look at both Boris Johnson and Mary Elizabeth Truss, they will always be remembered because they made British history. They had taken the stereotyping down and broken the silence. The wall in which it was difficult for many people who are non-white to succeed in political life and also in cabinet and in ministerial position. When we embark on this new phase in the UK, now this is something that came from COVID. When Boris Johnson became Prime Minister, I think it was October, November 2019. Now what he did was remarkable, regardless whether people like Boris Johnson or they didn't. The UK was the first country in the world to introduce the vaccination for COVID. And Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party, and the members of his cabinet will always be remembered. And as we embark now on the new Prime Minister, which happens to be a female, and Mary Elizabeth Truss is the UK's third Prime Minister in history. Now, both of them, Boris Johnson and Mrs. Truss, have made remarkable achievements in the way they have brought about the cabinet, selecting people who are diverse. Now, this particular cabinet is very diverse, with the people who have come in basically to run this country. So we are waiting who is going to be our next Home Secretary. Mrs. Priti Patel had offered her resignation on Monday the 5th of September, which is just gone. Now, we are entering definitely a new decade, 2022. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen. You know, when you look at it, that Rishi Sunak, the outgoing chancellor, he wanted to be the UK's first non-white prime minister. He didn't succeed. But we have now got a new chancellor who happens to be another non-white person. So we're going to see whether maybe in the future we may see another person from being a vice chancellor who wants to become the UK's next non-white prime minister. Could the UK ever have an African to become prime minister? Well, you don't know. I don't know. But it's something that's very interesting. So this is Everyday News. My name is Gina. Well, as the UK embarks and enters something that's very new, we look on a new country, a new decade. I'm not saying a new country, but it's the way things have been going on in this country. Now, when Boris Johnson was Prime Minister, he was heckled, and definitely people did not like him. But we're going to see with a woman becoming Prime Minister, and how people will take to her, and how also her members. Now, you must remember, with Boris Johnson going, it was actually his party's members who got rid of him. So with the case of Mary Elizabeth Truss, we'll just see how she's going to reorganize the cabinet, how she's going to go about, you know, managing the country, who she's going to have in her new cabinet, what are they going to do. Now, this is the very first time that this cabinet will be very diverse, with a lot of minorities and many women. So we believe in this country things are going to change, hopefully, let's say for the better, because it can't get any much worse than it's been. So we enter a new decade, as I said before, and the UK making history in having its first African Chancellor of the Exchequer. My name is Gina, and thank you very much for listening to Everyday News, in which the UK has changed in having its first diverse Chancellors of the Exchequers and Home Secretaries. Now, there's something I'm also very much wondering about, Miss Priti Patel. Could she one day want to challenge and become Prime Minister of the UK? You never know, so watch here. So my name is Gina Esire, and thank you very much for listening to Everyday News. Today is September the 7th, and I'm signing off now. Bye-bye.